Praise the Lord. Message number 286. The title of the message, The Fear of God, Part 2. And in this message, we will read Psalm 103 and we speak that God's blessing to those who fear Him. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 103 and we read the whole Psalm. Verse 1 to verse 22. The Psalm of David. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass, they flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rule over all. Praise the Lord, you His angel, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you His servant who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. God, we thank You for this wonderful time You give us, that we come together around Your word, enjoying Your blessing, feeling Your love, receiving Your tender mercy and grace. We thank You, God, for the message You sent us on time to revive us, to change us, to bring us to repentance, to renew our mind and thoughts, that You will lead us to fully committing our life unto Your God in the name of Jesus. I pray You anoint my lips and put verses and statements to encourage Your people to respond Your word to them, that each and everyone will grasp what You want her or want him to know and also to do. Oh God, I pray for salvation of souls. I pray for revival. I pray for healing. I pray for hope. I pray for help that come from You. I pray for humility. I pray for understanding and wisdom. Holy Spirit, come, take full control. Touch the heart of the people who listen, transform them, change them in the way that You want them to be. O Lord, let Your name be glorified in the life of your church and your people. We thank you and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. David in this psalm teaches us the reason why we need to fear the Lord and obey His commands. He started his psalm with a call to praise. In verse 1 we have read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." David is reminding himself, and like he is making a warm-up for all the parts of his body, he's making warm-up for his soul and his spirit to praise God. David, what he wrote in this psalm and what he did is a good example and good initiative for us to do the same. You know, let us start in each and every day that we wake up in the morning with a call to praise God. Let us fill all the moments of our life with the praise. Not only praise, but the fear of the Lord to all the good things that He did for us. We should be thankful, our heart full of thanksgiving and gratefulness unto the Lord for all what He did and for all what He is going to do for us. Let us, as David wrote and did, let us forget not all the benefits that we had received and had enjoyed in our lives that we have received from the Lord. Let us gather all the good memories of the miracles and the wonders and the good deeds that the Lord had shown to us. Sure, the Lord had done great things to you. Allow your memories to go years and days and months and events and hardship and difficulties. Then you will see the great work that the Lord had done along the years in your life. Let us praise Him. Let us be grateful to Him and serve Him out of reverence and out of fear to all what He had done and what He is still doing to us. The writer of the book of Hebrews, my brother and my sister, he says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." In King James he say, let us serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let us walk in the fear of the Lord. There are various and multiple reasons prompt us today not only to praise Him but to fear Him. You know, I'm observing, and you may be also observing, that many people, they praise God, but they don't fear Him. That is not correct. We should praise the Lord out of fear and reverence and awe toward Him, to worship Him, and to serve Him. You know, those who praise God, but they don't fear Him, they are not serving the Lord, and that is not correct. And if those who do that continue to take advantage of Him in such a bad way, they praise God for what they receive, but they are not willing to give back what is due for Him. If that situation, those people, they continue to take advantage of God in such a way, one day they will find out that the Lord will be withdrawing from them and took away what He had given them. Therefore, my brother and my sister, let us be sensible and live in the fear of Him for all His mercy and the grace that He had given to us. Psalm 103, it outlined to us the beautiful things, the mercies of God, the graces of God into our life that beyond evaluation not only should lead us to praise Him but to fear Him all the days of our life and to save Him. In verse 2, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." We should have good memory, always good to remember all the good things that God has given to you. You know, When you start to remember, you start to be grateful. You know what the Lord had done to you, He will lead you to repentance. And also, we strengthen our personal relationship between you and Him. God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Therefore, it is good to remember all His goodness and His faithfulness, and that to employ all what you receive from Him to live a life in the fear of the Lord. In verse 3, He says, who forgives all your sins. He will not always accuse. That's part of the forgiveness. Nor will He harbor His anger forever. We speak about that when He forgives our sin. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. He not only forgives sin, but also He does not treat us according to what our sin deserve. Always He gives consideration. He's forgiving. He's giving us chance to repent. He will not always accuse. He will not always point to our sin. He does not treat us as our sin deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. God is faithful. He accepts us when we decide to come back to Him in repentance. You know, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, say, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just, and forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. We need to come to the Lord. Every time we do wrong and sin, that sin would separate us from God. But every time we decide to come back, every time you decide to come back, you find that the Lord is waiting for you, forgiving you. He's giving you a chance to be restored and to be once again living the life that He wants you to live for Him. You know, in verse 12, the psalmist said, David said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgression from us. Beyond imagination, beyond understanding, the work of God in forgiving our sin. The blood of Jesus, He forgives sin. The blood of Jesus purifies. The blood of Jesus, He removes our sin as far the east from the west. The blood of Jesus does not repay us or treat us as our sin deserves. Praise the Lord for that. Not only that, the blood of Jesus also cleans our conscience from guilt so that we can serve the Lord with a clear conscience. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, you say, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, He cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. All these privileges. Why we fear the Lord. Not only why we praise God, why we fear Him. Imagine you were being a criminal before, you were living in sin, your guilt, you're blaming yourself, devil is taking advantage of you, abusing you, threatening you, condemning you, but here you find the blood of Jesus cleansing you, purify you from sin, forgiving your iniquity, your shortcomings, and not only that, He clean your conscience. He make you feel that you have done nothing against God. God is so merciful to us in this aspect. For how we can bear and live our lives and serve Him if our conscience is burdened with guilt and sin. For such mercy of God toward us, in forgiving us and cleansing our conscience and make us live joyfully with a clear mind, be able to sleep, be able to be comforted, be able to think in the right way, be able to have peace. That all promote us to walk more and more in the fear of the Lord. For as high as the heaven are above the earth. So great is his love for those who fear him. We will continue to receive the love of God. We will continue to receive the tender mercies of God and his loving kindness as continue to fear him and abide with his word and his will. You will not find any other God. You will not find any other remedy. You will not find any other medicine that can deal with your sin and can deal with your old life and that can deal with all the wrongdoings that you have done in the past. Praise the Lord and fear him and live your life for him. In verses say, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. In King James say, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. God is slow to anger. When you do wrong things and he is still silent, that you must know that one thing, that when you do wrong things and he is still silent, that does not mean he is not angry with you. Certain time people will abuse the grace of God. When he is slow to anger, they think that he is not angry. He is angry whenever you do wrong. You fear him. Don't take advantage of the goodness and the mercies of God. Slow to anger, that does not mean that he will not be angry when you continue to do wrongdoing. Those who do not fear God and continue to do wrong, they will be suddenly destroyed. Therefore, you need to continue to fear the Lord and to live in the fear of God, to be restrained from doing evil. And that fear of God will not allow God's anger to be executed upon you. Yes, oh God. And the word of God that we are having today is a warning, is an understanding, is a teaching for each and every one of us. Reasons why we need to fear the Lord. He is slow to anger, but that does not mean he will not get angry. One more reason to fear the Lord. He heals all your diseases. Not only forgives sin, but he heals the disease. He heals all your diseases. Sicknesses are all from devil. When you come back to God in repentance through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, God will forgive your sin and heal your diseases. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, speak about Christ. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wound you have been healed. And first, Peter chapter 2 verse 24 say about our Lord Jesus Christ, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we may die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. That's why we need to fear God. Christ took our sin. He was punished for our behalf on the cross. He took our sin and he took our sicknesses and our diseases and we received healing. Therefore, we need to fear him. Healing in Christ, put it in your mind, is not only physical healing, but spiritual healing. He is our health and well-being, and he is our assurance and insurance for the days to come. Healing in Christ for the body, for the soul, and for wounded spirit. Wounded soul, wounded spirit, afflicted body, all can be treated by the blood of Jesus as we repent and continue to live in the fear of him. Why we need more to fear the Lord? In verse 4 you say, who redeem your life from the pit. The Lord Jesus, when he came, when he was sent by God, for God so loved the world that he gave his own, his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The blood of Jesus was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin. The penalty of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus paid the price for our sins. He redeemed us and He set us free from sin and death. We have salvation. We have salvation in Christ. And we had deliverance from death. We had deliverance from sin and from the work of Satan and from the work of demons and from the work of the power of darkness. Therefore, we continue to praise Him. We continue to live in the fear of Him, because that redemption, that deliverance, we continue to enjoy day after day, and we praise the Lord for that. One more reason to fear the Lord. You say, and He crowns you. He not only redeems your life from pit and crowns you with love and compassion. From God through Jesus Christ we receive love, care and compassion. And verse 13 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. See here, the Lord has compassion. The Lord has tender mercy on those who fear Him. Beautiful, beautiful promises. Great is His love in verse 11 for those who fear Him. So great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. In verse 13, He says that the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. The Lord pitieth them that fear Him. You see, very beautiful things. He pities us. He cares for us. As a father cares for the children, as a father pities his children, as a father provides for his children, the Lord do the same to us as we continue to fear Him. That's reason for us to fear the Lord. That's reason for us to walk in fear and tremble under His shade, under His wing, under His mighty hand of guidance and protection and love and care. More reasons to fear the Lord. In verse 7, say, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. God always refreshes us with new blessings. Put it in your mind that each morning when you wake up, God had to prepare for you a blessing. You know, God's blessing will not only refresh, but it will satisfy you also. He gave us the food that we need to eat. The food will give us strength and give us the good health for the journey of the day. That's what He says. It satisfies your mouth with the good things. Satisfy your desire with good things. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. God put in our mouth the food that will give us strength and satisfaction. We may receive from the world many things, but we will not be satisfied unless the Lord Himself give us by His hand. We may receive a lot of things from the world, but only the things that we receive from God can renew us and make us younger and youngest. The things that we receive from the Lord renew us and refresh us and make us as young people strong and fresh and ready and fit for the task of the day. Renew our youth as eagle. The eagle, usually the animal eagle as an animal live a long life. It can reach 100 years and more. And every time the eagle changes feathers, he is renewed. He is looking as if he is still young. We need God in our life. You need God in your life to satisfy you with good things. so that your strength and your stamina and your initiative and your impulse to do the work will be renewed, and you'll be refreshed, and you'll be as young, as tender, strong young man to go on in doing the work of God and in living your life unto Him. Glory to you, O God. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. That's why we fear the Lord. He is the God of justice. Maybe in injustice or certain situation around you that unpleasant you may continue for a time. But finally, God is the God of justice. His righteousness will prevail. God would give us whatever due for us. All that was taken from us, He will bring it back to us. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Therefore, we need to fear Him and obey Him, because justice ultimately will come from Him. In verse 7, He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. You know, when God made known His ways to Moses, it means that He gave to Moses the ways and the rules of and the word of God that would dictate to the people and would teach them what they need to do in each and every particular situation. You know, the instruction that God had given to Moses, it outlined every small particles of their life. And that is a great thing. We praise the Lord and we fear Him. God had given us a complete body of instructions how to live our life unto Him. And the Bible contains all the instructions that you need for your daily life and living. You read it, you cherish it, you go through it, you examine the scriptures, you go deep, you pray, you read your Bible more, you meditate, and you will find the good things in the law of God. You say He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. When God made His deed or action or acts known to the children of Israel, it means that God, what He said in His word, He had fulfilled and made it clear and come through in reality. We really need to fear God, who had outlined to us through His word everything we need to do, and had confirmed that with signs and wonders and miracles. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, Moses told the Israelites, "What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?" He said, there's no other nation. Our God's with us, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. When we pray, they are very near to us. And our God has given us all the rules, the laws. No other nation have such complete body of decrees and laws that God has set before us. More reason to praise the Lord. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals like grass. They flourish like flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And the place remember it no more. Beautiful when He say, our God, remember. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. God, our God, is a considerate God. He knows we are dust, and He is dealing with us from that perspective. He knows that we are not rock. He knows that we are weak compared to Him. He knows that we are easily broken. when we are facing difficult time. He knows that we are short span, like a grass of the field, flower of the grass, and the grass grow quickly and say, few days, few months and weeks disappear, die. We are easily passing away. He knows that. God knows all these things and He is considerate. But what I want to say here, God knows we are dust, but sometimes we forget that we are dust. We think that we are not dust, that we are brass, we are metal, we are concrete. We forget that. In many occasions, man is arrogant and forget his dust and will not be fearing the Lord. Fear God. Appreciate His consideration to you. Appreciate that He knows that you are dust. He remember that you are formed and you are weak. He knows that your lifespan is short. Fear Him who consider that and give you consideration in life, trial, discipline, and treatment for sin and iniquities. In verse 17, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children. Here, those who fear God, His love is with them, and His righteousness and His mercy, not only to them, but to their children and to their children's children. You know, one thing I want to tell you, that we cannot secure the future for our children, but we can secure the present life that we live in fearing the Lord. Then when we live in the fear of God, then God Himself will be the one to secure the future for our children and for our descendants. In verse 19 it says, the Lord has established His throne in heaven and all His kingdom, and His kingdom rules over all. God has already His throne prepared in heaven for judgment. He is ruling over all kingdom. Every kingdom is under His control, and we need to abide with Him in His word. To fear Him is to keep His covenant and to remember to do His commandments. All the good things that we explain in this message, that we expound in this scripture that God gave us. All these good things God will give to those who fear Him, who express it to Him in obedience to His word. In verse 18 say, with those who keep His command, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. With those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. To such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Those who keep their commitment, and those who remember to do the commandments of God and obey His precepts, His love will endure forever. The throne of God is established in heaven for judgment. We will receive all the blessing when we fear Him. And how we express that we fear Him? Keep the commitment, keep the covenant with Him, keep our stand with Him, and hearken to His voice, to the commands of His word, and abide in His ways. The Lord, as He judges the earth, He has His host of angels, and He has His ministers, He has His people, His church, who do His will and His pleasure. You know, when David say, and when David shout, when he say, praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts. He's speaking with the angels, He's speaking with the saints, He's speaking with those around Him who fear the Lord, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. He knows that God is sovereign, and He has a host around Him, in heaven and earth, those obey Him. Let us, therefore, be like David, fearing the Lord in a genuine way, and perfecting our obedience day by day, in conforming to His commands, in hearkening to the voice of His word, and in living to do His will and to please Him. Come to the Lord. The message is to remind you. The message is to confirm to you, to assure you there is no other way than to live in the fear of God, that His covenant and His love, great is His love for those who fear Him. And He says the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. And His and what He says also, that His love with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children. The flow of God's love, the flow of the love of God to us, is when we fear Him. And as we continue to fear Him, our children will learn to fear the Lord. And that fear of God will bring His blessing and His righteousness and His mercy also into their lives. Come to the Lord and tell the Lord, I thank You for all Your goodness. Thank You for Your tender mercies unto me. Thank You for forgiving my sins. Tell Him, Lord, forgive me my ungratefulness. Forgive me that I have forget the many things that You have done for me. Tell Him, Lord, I thank You. I count my blessing. And I praise You for all the graces that I receive from You, the mercies that I receive from You. Lord, I commit myself to live in the fear of You, keeping my covenant and my commitment with You and abiding with Your commands. Lord, I will hearken to Your voice when You speak to me. I will not do my own, but I will follow Your voice. And I will live my life to please Your God. Lord, I pray in name of Jesus. In name of Jesus, Lord, sustain me to be found worthy in Your eyes. And let Your mercy and grace continue to reach me, O God. Let Your mercy and grace continue to reach my family, to reach my children, my children's children, and my disciple, Lord, and my disciples, and the mercy, Lord, that I am serving You. O God, hear my prayer, O God. Tell Him, Lord, hear I cry out to You, Lord. Hear the prayer of my brothers and my sisters who delight in You, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Let Your mercy, O God, let Your grace, let Your love, O God, continue to those who fear You, O God. O Lord, let Your compassion, O Lord, to those who fear You, O God. Let Your righteousness, O God, and care for those who fear You, let be extend for their descendants, their ministry, their disciples, and their children, and their families, in the name of Jesus. O God, thank You for Your word. O Lord, we trust that the purpose of sending this message had been accomplished. O God, bless us, O Lord. Enlarge our territory, God. Let Your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen. أنا آمين.